This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a special Easter series called Expecting a Resurrection When Life Falls Apart. In these lessons, Pastor Rick walks you through the events of Jesus' death and resurrection, events that were no doubt frightening and confusing to those around him. Stay with us and learn how the miracle of Easter can take you from fear and confusion to freedom and joy. Now, in a little while, we're going to let you know how to get the 7 Greatest Words of Love DVD study kit, perfect for individual or group study. If you'd like to take a sneak peek while you listen to today's broadcast, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Expecting a Resurrection When Life Falls Apart.
Now, after Jesus finishes praying, the soldiers arrived and they arrested him. And after hours of a mock trial and torture, they crucified him. What did the disciples do? They ran away. They were all cowards. They fled the scene. Every one of them lost their faith on the day that Jesus was crucified. Matthew 26 says this, verse 56. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Did you know that? All the disciples fled Jesus on the day he was crucified. Only one disciple, John, was actually at the foot of the cross with Jesus' mother, Mary. Now, after Jesus died, he was taken down from the cross and he was buried. And that leads us to the next day. That's Saturday. Saturday represents the day of confusion and grief. You're going to have many days like this too. You'll have days of pain and fear, but you're also going to have days in life filled with confusion and grief. And with this COVID virus causing all kinds of economic loss, loss of life, loss of privileges, loss of freedom, there's a lot of grief, and there's going to be increasing, a tidal wave, a tsunami of grief will come through the world as a result of this pandemic. Now, imagine the full range of emotions that the disciples are feeling when all of a sudden on Saturday, their Savior, their Messiah, the one that they believe is the Son of God, is laying in a grave. They've got profound grief. They've got great loss. They are certainly disillusioned. This is not what we expected. I'm sure they were all full of doubt. I'm sure they were filled with regrets. If only we had stopped Judas. Or maybe they were filled with self-recrimination. We all ran away. Peter says, I denied Jesus 3 times. They're filled with fear. Are they going to kill us too? They're filled with confusion. What are we supposed to do now? This is the day of confusion. This is the day of confusion, Saturday. Now, Jesus had warned them that this is going to happen. Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, I love it in the Message paraphrase. It says this, then Jesus told them, before the night's over, you're all going to fall to pieces because of what happens to me. Jesus is warning them at the Passover, your neat little world is about to fall apart. Many of us are identifying that right now. Your neat little world's going to fall apart. In Mark chapter 14, it says this, verse 27, all of you will desert me, Jesus told them. For the scripture said, I'll strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. And that's exactly what happened. They all went AWOL on Saturday, the day of confusion. Now, at that point, the Bible says, Matthew 26, the disciples abandoned Jesus and ran away. Question, have you ever deserted God out of confusion? Have you ever deserted God out of doubt? Have you ever deserted God out of pain? Most likely. Most likely all of us had. Have you ever deserted God out of grief? They're grieving because their master, their Lord, their Savior is in a grave. How do you get through the days of confusion and grief after a major loss? Well, the answer is this. Write this down. I need to remember the promises of God. Friday, I need to reach out to others and reach out to God. Saturday, I need to remember the promises of God. Now, right before Jesus was executed, he gave them a promise. John chapter 16, Jesus said this, "Here's what's going to happen. Soon I'll be gone, and you'll be without me. But after a while, you'll see me again." He's predicting his resurrection. "And you're going to weep, and you're going to mourn, and you're going to grieve. But your grief will eventually turn to joy." He said, "It's going to be like a woman going through labor pains. And when her child is finally born, her anguish turns to joy because the new life wipes out the memory of the pain." He said, in the same way, you're going to go through sorrow right now on the Saturdays of life, the days of grief, the days of loss. But he said, "I'll be back and you will rejoice and no one will be able to rob you of that joy." You know, right now, everybody's going through a tough time. There are tough times literally all around the world because of this COVID-19 virus. And that's why you need to do what Jesus said to do. Immerse yourself in the promises in this book. Did you know that in the Bible, there are over 7,000 promises of God to you? They're like blank checks. Now, you know, if you have an insurance policy and you know what's covered in the policy, you don't worry about that because, you know, I know it's covered in the policy. The reason why you worry, you don't know what's covered in the policy. You don't know what God has promised to you. And when you don't know the promises of God, you worry. Now, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, "For all the promises of God, all 7,000 of them, find their yes in Jesus Christ." So in dark and in confusing times, what you need to do is to hang on what you know to be true. What do we know to be true? God sees everything you go through. God cares about everything you go through. God loves you unconditionally. You can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you'll fail. Because God's love isn't based on what you do. It's based on who he is. God is love. The Bible says God is close to you all the time. You might feel alone, but you're not alone. God's presence is not a feeling. It's a fact. And God says he grieves with you when you grieve. The Bible says God wants the best for you. The Bible says that God can bring good out of bad. What's going on right now in the world is very bad. A lot of people are being hurt by it, physically, economically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But the Bible says that God specializes in bringing good out of bad. Anybody can bring good out of good. But God specializes in bringing good out of bad. You can't do that. I can't always do that. But God can. God specializes in turning crucifixions into resurrections. Now, what happens when we don't remember the promises that God has made to us in his word? Real simple, we worry. We worry. So I don't have time to go through 7,000 promises with you, but let me just give you two this Easter, two great promises of God to you. The first one is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. And in verses 2 and 3, God says this, "When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. And when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. And when you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not burn up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord, your God and Savior." You know what you need this Easter? You need a Savior. If you didn't need one, God wouldn't have wasted time sending one at Christmas. "For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." It's a total waste for Jesus to come to earth if you didn't need a Savior. But you need one. Because there are a lot of things you can't do for yourself. There are a lot of things that are out of your control. You need to turn to him, and you need to trust him. Let me give you another promise. Isaiah 61, verse 3. God promises this, "To all who mourn..." Are you grieving the loss of a job? Are you grieving the loss of a relationship? Are you grieving the loss of your health? God says, "To all who mourn, I will restore beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, and praise instead of despair." You know, Jesus had promised many, many times. He had told the disciples that he was going to resurrect himself back to life. They just forgot it. If you hold on to the promises of God, you're inevitably going to make it to the third day, and that's Sunday. Friday, the day of fear and pain. Saturday, the day of confusion and grief. Sunday is the day of freedom and joy. And when Jesus resurrected, and then when he shows up and he spends 40 days walking around Jerusalem, how would you like to be one of the people who crucified Jesus? And you're walking down the street one day and you see him and go, he's back. That's why the church grew to over 100,000 people almost instantly in Jerusalem. There were so many eyewitnesses over the next 40 days. The Bible says at one time he spoke to 500 people after his resurrection. The Bible says that when the disciples saw that Jesus had overcome death, it created an explosion of contagious joy. They're freed from their fears. They're free from their anxieties. They're freed from their faults. They've all been forgiven, paid for on the cross. They're freed from their failures. Jesus had said, when you know the truth will set you free. And a lot of people forget the rest of that, where Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He also said, and if the Son sets you free, talking about himself, you are truly free. So how do you get to the days of freedom and joy? Well, here's the third key. I need to rely on the power of Jesus. The same resurrection power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is available to you. Okay, I need to rely on the power of Jesus. You see, you can't do this on your own power. You've tried. There are things in your life you don't like about yourself, and you'd like to change them. And if you could change them, you would, but you can't, so you won't. And willpower is not enough. It works in the short term, but eventually you get tired, and you go back to your old ways. Only God's power can get you there. It takes more than self-help. It takes more than self-effort. It takes more than positive thinking. It's not, I think I can, I think again. I'm in favor of positive thinking. It's better than negative thinking. But it only works on stuff you can control. What about the stuff you can't control? You can't resurrect yourself. You need a Savior. God has to do it for you. And that's called salvation. God sent Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Now, to get through the worst days of your life, you need to do these three things, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Reach out for the presence of Jesus. Remember the promises of Jesus and rely on the power of Jesus. That's what Easter is all about. In John chapter 11, Jesus said this, very famous statement. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though they die, they will live again because I give to them eternal life for believing in me and they will never perish. Now, we couldn't believe that if Christ hadn't raised himself, but he did. And that's why billions of people have put their faith in Christ, because death is not the end of the story. If God can resurrect the dead body, he can resurrect the dead marriage. If God can resurrect the dead body, he can resurrect a dead career. If God can resurrect the dead body, he can resurrect a dead dream. Now, I want you to notice, the answer to your problem is not a principle, it's a person. He said, I am the resurrection. You need to get to know Jesus. A lot of people know about him. I know who he is. I even believe he's the Son of God. Fine. But my prayer for you this Easter is a prayer that's in the Bible. It's in Ephesians chapter 1. Here's the prayer I'm praying for you this Easter. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Did you get that? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead 2,000 years ago, split the world into AD and BC, he says that power is available to you when you build a friendship with God and a relationship to Christ. That's why Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him. There's a life-changing prayer that I hope you'll pray this Easter. It's from the Bible. It's Romans chapter 10, verse 9, and it says this. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, what does that mean? In the first place, what does it mean Jesus is Lord? We don't live in a feudal system anymore. We don't have kings and queens and counts and vassals and lords and ladies, you know, and knights and squires. We don't live in a feudal system. So what does it mean to make Jesus the Lord of my life? It means to make him the manager, the boss, the CEO. When you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you put on a sign that says, under new management. He's not just resident in your life, he's president in your life. He calls the shots. You say, you know, I haven't been doing a very good job of managing my life. Jesus Christ, I was made to live in contact with God, be the manager of my life. That's what it means to make Jesus Lord. Now, I want to get you out of Friday and out of Saturday and into Sunday. I want to get you out of the days of pain and fear, out of the days of confusion and grief, and get you into the days of freedom and joy. How do we do that? You know, every week at our church, we do several things. And the first thing we do is at the end of every service, we recommit ourselves, our lives, to God. We recommit our lives to Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray a prayer right now, and I want to invite you to bow your head and follow me in this prayer. Now, you don't actually have to say these same words. It doesn't matter. The words aren't as important as an attitude of humility that basically says to God, God, I need you. I'm not God. You're God, and I'm not. And God is God, and I'm not. And I need you in my life. Jesus Christ, I thank you for dying for my sins. And if you're ready to do that, you can follow me in this prayer. You don't have to say it aloud. You can say it in your mind. God knows the very thoughts you're thinking right now. But if you're by yourself in your home, I'd encourage you to say it aloud. Okay, just say it. Pray this prayer aloud. It'll be the most important prayer you've ever prayed, all right? You don't even have to close your eyes. Let's just say it. Say this. Dear God. Just say that. Dear God, you know every fear I have. You know every pain I've felt. God, you know what confuses me. And you know what grieves me. And God, you know, I've spent a lot of my life in the Fridays and Saturdays of life, and I want to get to Sunday. I want to move from confusion and fear and pain and grief to freedom and joy. I don't understand it all, but thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for me and to pay for all the things I've done wrong. I want to know your presence. I want to have a relationship to you, not a religion. I want a relationship to you. I want a friendship with you starting today. And I want to learn to live by your promises. And I want to learn to rely on your power to get me through my most difficult days. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ, and I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. The words that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross hold the key to finding fulfillment in your life, career, and relationships. That's why Rick put together a powerful 7-session DVD study kit called The 7 Greatest Words of Love. Get it now and unlock the full meaning and amazing blessings of Jesus' last words before his resurrection. Words of forgiveness, assurance, love, trust, and more. The study kit includes 1 7-session DVD and 1 workbook and is perfect for individual use or to study with a small group of people. we'll send you a copy to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to introduce you to Agatha, who's translating Daily Hope into German for her husband. She writes, "Pastor Rick, your preaching is bringing many souls to God. My husband, who is an unbeliever, is drawing closer and closer to God. Every day I translate what I hear on Daily Hope into German because he can't speak and understand English. Pastor Rick, your teaching has changed his life, and I can see his progress and eagerness to follow Jesus. Agatha." Well, Agatha, thank you so much for sharing your story with me. This is a wonderful story to hear that you're translating what you hear on Daily Hope for your husband and that he's growing closer to Jesus. I'm so happy for that. We're always looking for translators to help us in new languages as we take the message of God to more people around the world. So you will keep praying for your husband, and you keep praying for us that God allows us to take the good news of God's hope all around the world.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program has been sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.